Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.
Amen.
Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the belief in Allah's destiny, and the title of the class is Acceptance is the Goal. Actually, we are learning about the belief in Allah's destiny, and last week we learned that it consists of four aspects. Number one, understanding that Allah's knowledge encompasses all of creation, and He knows everything that His creation will do. And this is known as Allah's knowledge. The second aspect is believing that Allah has written all that will happen in the book of decree, and this is known as Allah's writing. Number three, believing that it is Allah's will that controls all the events in this life. What Allah wills will take place, this is known as Allah's will. And what Allah doesn't will does not take place, and this is known as Allah's will. Number four, knowing that Allah creates everything, even the actions of His creation. This belief will lead to a more satisfying and productive life, and this is known as Allah's creation. These are the four aspects of the belief in Allah's destiny. Today, inshallah, we will learn more details about Allah's will, which is the most important aspect regarding the belief in Allah's decree. Also, we will learn a Quranic rule related to Allah's will. This Quranic rule will shower our spirits with peace, comfort, tranquility, and reassurance. Inshallah, we will also learn a story of hope called Bi Alik. We will start.
Like, is there actually a book?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I always thought this was like a... an analogy, you know?
No, like a really book, like a...
No,
I know, but I mean like, yeah, in, of like the, deeds, a book of deeds or something
the
like...
Book, it is the book of decree.
Of decree?
It is called the book of decree. It is called al-lawh in Arabic, al-lawh al-mahfuz. You know, it is a book where Allah already had written everything that will happen on the earth since the creation of the earth until the day of judgment. This is already written. Okay, and Allah said, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that the ink has dried, okay, regarding that book. Everything is already written, and the ink has dried. Yes, it has not to be changed. But Allah the Almighty is creating us to live this life so that on the day of judgment, okay, none will question Allah or will say to Allah, oh Allah, I was not supposed to do so and so. Okay, so we are just created to prove our actions. Okay, but Allah already wrote everything. Okay, and in many verses of the Holy Quran, Allah proved that fact, that everything is already written. Okay, if you want to know one of these verses, I can give it to you. You want?
Okay.
Then I will give it to you.
Okay. So, you know, you always hear the saying, like, it is written, or whatever.
Yes.
You know, like,
okay.
This, recorded. This, whatever
it
the chance, like, it is recorded, it is written.
Okay.
And I always understood it to mean, like, oh, well, it's you know, that's the decree, that it is what it is. But I didn't know if it actually meant, like, it's written somewhere, physically written.
Yes, it is physically written. And as we mentioned last week, when Allah created, He first created the pen, and He commanded the pen to write. So the pen questioned, what I am supposed to write? So Allah said, write what will happen on the earth until the day of judgment.
I missed it.
No, Prophet, I want you, you know, when you believe in this, okay, you have the feeling that, you know, in this life we are not choosing. Mm-hmm. Because it is already written. So acceptance, and this is why the title of the class is Acceptance is the Goal. Okay, if you can reach the point of acceptance with whatever happened,
and whatever is happening and whatever will happen, okay, this equal to life of happiness. Okay, this is the big problem. Okay, mm-hmm. is to accept when someone will tell you, no, Liz, when you will be, for example, 45 or 50, you will not be in Houston. You will be in another place. You will be, for example, sitting at home taking care of your kids. So you may say, no, I can't. No, it is not up to you. You will be at home with the kids. Okay, so you know, this is what is related to what is written. It is already written and it is already decreed. So the only way in this life to live a stable with a stable personality, okay, is to have this feeling. Whatever Allah decided is already decreed. So I am supposed not to live my life against the decree of Allah. Okay, for example, you know, if someone will not have kids, for example, because of illness, no, I must have kids. You will waste your time, you will waste your energy.
So what's happening, like with, related to rizq?
Yes.
So when you're born, your rizq or your whatever
provision
mm-hmm. to you is already written.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your rizq. Either you're going to be rich or you're going to be poor, or you're going to get married, not married, have kids, not kids. It's determined for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then how you deal with it? You accept it, don't accept
choice.
It.
Uh-huh.
This is your choice and how you deal with it in a good way and don't fight it. Don't, for example, if you're decreed to be poor, then you say, okay, I'm not accepting my poverty. I'm going to go steal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Nice.
So this is something I'm not accepting my fate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not accepting this decree. So I accept it and I keep doing good. That's the idea
behind
it.
Do the best you can. Yeah.
And you know, this is the test in the worldly life, that you know Allah the Almighty will expose you to events which you don't like. Okay? So if you believe that there is no escape, okay, no escape of the decree of Allah, but I must accommodate, okay, with what Allah planned for me, and the more I accommodate, the more I am, winning, or I am the winner of my health, my time, my life, my belief with Allah. Otherwise, when you are upset with Allah's decree, I will give you an example today of all of this. But, you know, this is the basic belief in Allah's decree, is that everything is already written because of His knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Allah knows everything. And Allah knows everything before He created everything. It is not the creation, then the knowledge. It is the knowledge, then the creation. Okay, so you see up to what extent,
mm-hmm.
you know, He creates after He knows. Okay, first He knows, then He creates according to His knowledge. Okay, so you know, it is not an easy topic, belief in Allah's decree. You know, this is the most difficult topic regarding the belief in Islam. Okay, but if you succeed, you know, to understand, or if you plan to understand it and to accept it, okay, you will not waste a lot of time blaming Allah's decree for a lot of, you know, failures in your life.
I mean, for example, I can give you an example of my sister. She had cancer, it's advanced, and for 1 year going through the channel. I mean, that was a test. And then how you deal with it, because sometimes you come to a point that, okay, I can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother's surgery and all this. And this is the test, and you have to accept it and keep going. And I knowing that, you know, Allah will not impose on me something I cannot mm-hmm. bear. But, I mean, this has been, the whole year it's been coming up. I mean, it's like, okay, like, can I take this?
Make me sad.
Yeah. It's just, you know, because, you know, this is how you're going to deal with your issues, because believe me, every day is a test. Every day.
Of course.
So,
of course.
I mean, you have to accept it and keep going. Otherwise, you'll go crazy. You know?
Yeah. Yes, if you don't accept Allah's decree, you don't have any other way. What you will do? You will not believe in Allah. You will leave this world. You will commit suicide. Now, inshallah, we'll start by learning some facts related to Allah's will. Actually, it is a certainty that as humans, the only choice we should make is to do what Allah commands us to do and to be away from what Allah forbids, believing that it is Allah's will that determines events and destinies. We must believe that Allah's will is the only power in the universe. Everything is happening in life is according to Allah's will. The only will that people have is what Allah wills for them. As Allah said in the Quran, and you cannot will unless it be that Allah wills. And what He wills for them occurs, and what He doesn't will for them will not occur. Also, Allah is teaching us that no one can protect anyone else against Allah's will. No one can prevent Allah's will from running its course. Should Allah will to harm someone or show them mercy, His will shall be done. We will recite this verse of the Quran from Surah number 10, verse number 107, so that it will be clear for every spirit that this life is run by Allah's will, and we are not supposed to feel that we can interfere with that will, or change Allah's will, or escape from Allah's will. We must accept all the events of our life, because the life is run by Allah's will. We will recite now from Surah number 10, verse number 106.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
And if Allah should touch you with adversity, there is no remover of it except Him. And if He intends for you good, then there is no repeller of His bounty. He causes it to reach whom He wills of His servants, and He is the forgiving, the merciful.
Okay. And actually, sister, this is a Quranic rule. Allah is clarifying that everything in this life is up to Him. Related to harm, related to benefit, it is only from Allah the Almighty. So the only proper attitude for anyone is to submit to Allah. It is far better to place yourself in Allah's hands, placing your trust completely in Him. He will in any case do what He pleases. This rule is such that people have no control over anything that belongs to them. They and all that they own belong to Allah, and He chooses for them whatever He pleases. Each and every individual is only a tiny part of the universe, which follows the overall law Allah has set for the life. The creator of the universe, who controls it, determines their affairs and assigns for them the rules in the life drama. Okay? You didn't choose to marry your husband, who is a Muslim coming from Syria. Okay, you didn't choose to live in Houston. You didn't choose to become an engineer. You didn't choose to come to attend the class to know us. It is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They can't choose the role they play, because they don't know the full extent of the drama. Okay? Now we will recite from Surah number 6, verse number 73, to know more and more about Allah's will. Because the more we believe in Allah's will, the more it will be easy for us to accept all the decree of Allah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق ويوم يقول كن فيكون قوله الحق وله الملك يوم ينفخ في الصور عالم الغيب والشهادة وهو الحكيم الخبير.
And it is He who created the heavens and the earth in truth, and the day whenever He says be and it is. His word is the truth, and His is the dominion. On the day the horn is blown, He is knower of the unseen and the witnessed, and He is the wise, the aware.
This is Surah number 6, verse number 73. Allah is clarifying that He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and when He will say be, it will be be, because everything is run by the command of Allah the Almighty. Allah's power dominates all, and His will is unrestrained. He creates, changes, and replaces as He pleases. This fact is mentioned for two purposes. Number one, it helps the proper formation of the correct concept of faith in the believer's heart. When I believe that everything is up to Allah, this will make me more keen to obey Allah, because Allah is the controller of everything through His will. Number two, it inspires those who are called upon to submit to Allah, the Lord of the world, the creator of everything. Okay, I will be more, again and again, I will be more inspired to submit myself to Allah, as Allah is the creator of everything and the one who says to anything He wishes to create be, and it is. And it is instantly there. Also, we recite now from Surah number 36, Surah Yaseen. We will recite verse 82 and 83. And actually, these two verses of the Quran, Muslims always mention when they speak or when they discuss about Allah's will. These two verses of the Quran, Surah number 36, verse number 82. Okay, you can.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
His command is only when he intends a thing that he says to it be and it is. So exalted is he in whose hand is the realm of all things, and to him you will be returned.
So actually, sisters, Allah is saying that His command is only when He intends a thing that He says to it be and it is be. That thing can be a galaxy, can be an earth, can be an ant, can be a mosquito. It is all the same, requiring no more than a simple word be and it is there. Nothing is easier or more difficult, near or far. Once Allah's will intends something, it exists whatever it may be. So glorified and is He and exalted above all that they associate with Him. So how can I associate someone with Allah if I believe that Allah is the one who is controlling this life with one word, with the word be? So people are struggling in life for years, okay, to have their dreams in reality. But these dreams can be in a reality in 1 second, less than 1 second, when Allah will say be, it will be.
And tell me if I'm wrong, is this like related to the birth of Jesus? He said be and He was? Is that what the...
Nafakha al-ruhi is like He put from His spirit.
No, but
is this the same or no?
No, this is not related, you know, to Jesus. Because actually, when Allah the Almighty created Prophet Adam, okay, it is from the Spirit of Allah, okay? And from Adam, everyone was created. All the human beings are created from Prophet Adam. So the Spirit of Allah was there in Prophet Adam. So it is not something special for Jesus, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He created Jesus in a special way because actually Jesus is a test for all the human beings, whether to believe that He is just a creator, something created by Allah, whether He is a man, He is a prophet, He is a messenger, okay? But still, He is created by Allah, the Almighty. Mm-hmm. So this is
But I read something somewhere, you know, in... And I don't know that much about Christianity, honestly, but in Christianity, like, supposedly the Holy Spirit came to Mary and then she was pregnant somehow. But I read something like Islam is different because they don't think anyone made her pregnant, only that Allah willed it and she was.
It is the angel Jibreel, okay, who came to her, okay, and then she became pregnant, okay, but he didn't touch her. Okay, this is a miracle from Allah to prove that, you know, when Prophet Adam was created, he was created without a father or a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Jesus is created with a mother. So we are supposed not to feel that the miracle is the creation of Jesus. The real miracle is the creation of Prophet Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Prophet Adam was created, okay, with no father or mother. Okay, but you know, because there is a deviation in the belief regarding the Jesus, okay, Okay, so they always make it, you know, as if this is the only miracle in life. How come a woman have a baby without a husband? Okay, but Prophet Adam was created without a father or a mother. Okay, so this is the answer for them. And when Allah intended something, he would just say B. So he said to to Mary, B, and it is B. There is a baby inside her. This is not related to Allah, or that he is the son of Allah, and
of course not.
No, of course not.
Referring to his will, whatever he wills, happens.
It happens for everyone who gets pregnant, right? It's the same thing.
This is correct. You know, everyone, when Allah intends someone to become pregnant, but there are the reasons, a husband and a wife, egg and a sperm. Yeah. But in the case of Mary, this is the test. This is a test, because trillions of the human beings, they will be in the hellfire because of that belief. You know, this is the problem. The problem of Prophet Jesus is that, believing in him and not believing in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and believing that, he is the son, or, this, whatever they believe in Christianity, this is the way to the hellfire. You get my point? This is the big problem regarding the Christianity. Mm-hmm. Is that they believe that Allah has a son. Allah is clarifying that, he doesn't have a son, he doesn't have a wife. There is nothing equal to Allah. There is nothing similar to Allah. Okay? So this will of Allah, is general. Okay, regarding the creation of Prophet Adam, the creation of Jesus.
The creation of anything.
Anything. You see, this is anything. Okay. So now, inshallah, in order to know more about, the will of Allah and to compare it with the will of the human being, we will recite from Surah number 33, verse number 37. Actually, sisters, believing in the will of Allah, and that the will of Allah is the only controller of this life, okay, and not the will of the human being, okay, regarding the events and the destiny, this is the only way for you to accept Allah's destiny and to be all the time submitting yourself to Allah and never questioning Allah about any event in your life, because we believe that He is the one who chooses for us the best. It is His will that controls our life, and we are supposed not to discuss these issues at all. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am trying to clarify this. Sometimes I am a little bit tough, because this subject is a very big problem. Many people, and in Islam actually, there are some Muslims whom they discuss, this Allah's decree, and some of them, they believe that, I am not obeying the decree of Allah because Allah, I am not obeying the commands of Allah because Allah decreed for me not to obey Him, so how I will obey Him? There are many subdivisions in Islam, whom they have a problem with the belief in Allah's decree. This is the way to the hellfire.
It's a confusing topic. I can see how people have...
No, but I want to...
No, it's not. It's not, but it is. It's confusing in the sense that,
Tell me why it is confusing.
I think the problem that people have I think, is that, if Allah decreed this, and I don't know, if He already knows that I'm not going to be successful.
So you see, this is
But you don't know. Exactly. That's why it's not confusing. That's why it's not confusing. But I can see how people can take it as an excuse.
And they are taking it as an excuse now. But on the day of judgment,
they won't be able to.
So this means that they wasted their life cheating themselves. Mm-hmm. I can take it an excuse.
I agree.
Not to obey. You see, when you answer the question, okay, you put the answer. Okay, they don't know. I am not supposed to say, that I am drinking the wine now because I know that Allah decreed for me, to be a heavy.
He put it here.
Who told you?
That's
who
told you? There was
it's an excuse.
The people that say, why about zakat? Why we should give these poor people?
Because it's not your money.
No, because if Allah wants them to make poor, Allah made them poor. Why should I give them money? So this is the excuse they
But
make.
Who told you that Allah is planning for them to be poor? Yeah. Who told you what is the plan? Since you don't know...
Maybe Allah planned for everyone to give their share and then they're not supposed to be poor, you know?
Yes, that's the way it should be.
Exactly.
If everyone pays zakat, no one will be poor. Mm-hmm.
But you know, this is not the issue. You know, the basic issue is that do you have the intention to believe in Allah's decree or not, you know? It is up to your intention. If you have the intention to believe, it will be very simple for you.
But if you
have the intention to twist, okay, you
then
can twist.
But who
will pay the price?
But why hide behind religion to twist what you want? Just if you don't want to do it, then don't believe. I mean, I don't have a problem.
Yes,
with this.
No, I
That's
tell you.
This is the hypocrisy.
Yeah,
they
it's better if you don't believe.
No, but his question, she's asking, you know, in another question. She's telling that, you know, I am free to say, you know, I don't believe in Allah. Simply, you know, this is what... No, but I want to tell you one thing. Regarding Muslims, if you are born a Muslim, okay, it is something very bad in the community.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
This is get my point, you are here in America.
Yeah.
So you don't care for the people, okay? But if you are living in a Muslim community, you never think...
So you just pretend?
Yes.
I mean...
No, I tell you one thing. No, I will tell you one thing. You know, Allah, the Almighty, created in every one of us... You know, the belief in His oneness, in every cell of us, we believe in His oneness. Okay, and then your parents will teach you the Quran, will teach you the belief, you know. This will be a reality in your life, okay, with teaching. Okay, but
it's
basically,
ingrained,
in your spirit,
part of you. Uh-huh.
Part of you. So, you know, to think that I don't want to believe in Allah, this is... something which it never comes to our mind.
Because it's never been an option. Yeah.
Not also an option, because your nature, Allah has created every one of us here, you know, in Surah number 6, I can give you the verse.
I remember.
I taught it to you many times.
I remember.
Okay, in every one of us, this is in every cell, okay, there is a stamp, okay, the belief in the oneness of Allah. So, if the person is living according to his nature, he will be a true believer in Allah very simply.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but because of the corruption which is going on the earth, people start to feel that the rules of Allah are very difficult. I want to drink. I want to have a relation with 3 women. I want to cheat. I want to lie. What is the objection? They believe in Allah. Okay, forget about it. Okay, here.
But how can you do both? Like, how do these people, like, have a real belief in God, but then knowingly disobey? I don't understand.
This is the shaitan.
Stuff, it seems easy, you know? Like, I mean, little things every day, mm-hmm. but for the big things where you make a conscious decision,
But I tell you one thing. You are educated, this is number one. You are logic, number two. Okay? Many Muslims are not educated, and they don't try to reflect. Okay, so basically they believe in Allah, okay, and they believe that they must obey Allah, but they are very poor.
In words, but not in action.
Yes.
They believe in words, but not in action.
Yes, why? Okay, part actually of the problem is that many Muslims are very poor, okay, so if they are very poor, okay, sometimes they need to lie, to cheat. Why? Because no one... Teach them, okay, the basic, manners of the Islam. They know Islam by nature. But they are very poor people. They work from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Kids are working, you know. So who will teach those kids about Islam? Lying is forbidden and cheating is forbidden. No one is teaching them anything. So there are very big number of people whom they don't know anything about Islam. If they have the opportunity to learn and to know what is right, what is wrong in reality, maybe they will be better people. But because of, this difficult life, because...
That scares me, because that means that, like, Islam, it may have some of the same problems that people in this country have now. Like, that's scary.
Oh,
no!
Because the religion is... is perfect. The religion is perfect, but the people who practice it are not perfect. We're weak. Yeah, you know, we have problems, we have issues. So there are times where our faith is strong and we're strong. And there's times where we'll be weak and we'll commit a sin or we'll... Like some of the best Muslims can commit adultery. It's not that they don't know. Yes, of course. It's not because they're bad or they're sinners or because they're no good or because they don't... It's because... Yes, I mean, it's a situation. There's some who don't care. There's some who cares, yeah. There's some who don't care, but there are those who practice, they do fast, they pray on time, yeah. They do, but something, they can still, not that they do it intentionally because they don't care, but whether the shaitan has gotten to them, they're weak or they're not, they're going through issues and they're not thinking straight, whatever the case may be, they fall, but then they have to repent and stay on the straight path. So no one is perfect. We all have,
and I want
you know.
To know that Allah the Almighty said, you know, not in the Quran, but in what is called the Hadith Qudsi, that you are all sinners. If you will not do sins, I will create human being to do sins and then to ask me repentance, and I will accept the repentance. So we are all sinners. You must be sure of this 100%.
Of course.
Every day we are sinners. You know why? Because we have shaitan with us. If I want to wake up for the prayer, shaitan will tell me sleep. But I already wake up, shaitan will tell me hurry up. Then I try to slow down. Shaitan will tell me remember that at 12 o'clock you have a class you didn't prepare. You know, the shaitan is with you 24 hours. Yeah, so you cannot escape. But Allah, the Almighty, He opened for us the gate of repentance. Okay, and this is also a test for the people. You know that we must repent very quickly and we must repent for every sin so that inshallah we will not have black hearts. But you know, this is the struggle for the sake of the paradise. You know, you will not be in the paradise, you will not live eternal life in the paradise except when you pay the price. The price is this struggling in the worldly life. So the worldly life for the believer is not enjoyment. The worldly life for the believer is to struggle against your own desires and against the shaitan so that as I can, I am obeying Allah in everything, as I can, you know. So part of it is this, the belief in Allah's decree, because Allah will test us with calamities. So what I am supposed to do, if I will accept it from Allah and I will be patient and I will be rewarded, or I will do like the man whom we will learn about him today. Let's continue learning. Now we will recite from Surah number 33, verse number 36. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 33. Verse number 36, this is a very important Quranic rule related to the belief in Allah's decree.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمْ الْخِيرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا.
So actually, you know, this is a rule. Okay, Allah is clarifying that it is not for a man or a woman when Allah and His Messenger have decided a matter that they should have any choice about their affair. Okay, and actually when Prophet Muhammad will decide, it is because of the command of Allah. So we return again to the will of Allah. When Allah will choose something, we are not supposed to say, you know, no for that. A command. But also I want to give you another verse of the Quran. Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from Surah number 28, verse number 68, so that you know it will be clear for all of us regarding the choice in the worldly life and its relation with Allah's will. Okay, Surah number 28, verse number 68.
28, 68. You find it? Yeah. وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار ما كان لهم الخيرة
الخيرة
ما كان لهم الخيرة
الخيرة
الخيرة سبحان الله وتعالى عما يشركون.
And your Lord creates what He wills and chooses. Not for them was the choice. Exalted is Allah and high above what they associate with Him.
This is the rule of the will of Allah in our life. Allah creates what He wills, this is His will, and chooses. Nor for them was the choice. So when you believe in this, the choice is not for me. Okay? The choice is to Allah's will. Okay? So I must submit myself to Allah so that inshallah Allah's will be always the good for me. You get my point? Okay, so we don't choose in this worldly life. Everything is up to Allah. When the first Muslim community who was living with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when they believe in the Holy Quran, you know, whenever Prophet Muhammad was teaching them a verse of the Quran, they will live it in reality. And then they will learn the next one and live it in reality. So they live the Holy Quran. Okay, when you live these facts in your life, okay, very simply, you will be a believer in Allah's decree. But you are still young, okay? Life is, you know, life is experience. And the belief is from, you know, the events of our life. Now we will learn a Quranic rule, which inshallah will make it more easy for us to understand about Allah's will. We will recite now this Quranic rule from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 23 and 24. Actually, this Quranic rule is related to the fact that nothing will happen in the future except by Allah's will. So always remember to say, if Allah so wills. And if you believe, inshallah, in this rule of the Quran, this will give you a lot of peace, comfort, and tranquility. We will recite now from Surah number 18, verse number 23 and 24.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
But never say of anything, indeed I will do that tomorrow, except when adding, if Allah wills. And remember your Lord when you forget it, and say, perhaps my Lord will guide me to what is nearer than this, to right contact.
Okay. Now this is a command from Allah. Okay, and in as believers in the oneness of Allah, we must obey the commands of Allah. So Allah is giving us a command, never say of anything, indeed, this is the problem is indeed. Okay? Mm-hmm. Indeed, I will do that tomorrow. Except when you add, if Allah wills. Okay? Because now it is the will of Allah, okay, which you will take action tomorrow. It is not your will, indeed. Mm-hmm. You cannot say indeed. Human beings are not supposed to say indeed. Indeed is to Allah, to Allah's will. Because Allah's will is the will controlling the life. Okay?
A woman that I do some work with, she works in Afghanistan. And she told me that the people that work for her, like she's a contractor, she and her husband, they build stuff. And that the people that work for her tell her, inshallah, all the time, like, blow her off. Like, is this wrong? Like, is it bad to say this?
This is wrong.
I told her that's not what it means. She was like, well, what does it mean then? I thought it meant, like, go away.
No, I tell you one thing, maybe she doesn't understand what they mean. Okay, but I will clarify to you first the correct meaning.
I know the correct meaning, but is it like is it a bad thing to use it like this?
Yes, but I want to tell you one thing. Suppose now you tell me, Sister Mona, are you coming next week? I will tell you, if Allah wills.
And okay. This makes sense.
But yes. you get my point.
But so to tell someone like,
yes.
Like, yeah, we'll see. Like, that it seems
no,
wrong.
I tell
know.
You. I tell you. They use it, okay, because they put... you know, the blame on Allah if they don't show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay, Allah prevented me from coming. There was no car, there was no bus. What can I do? It is the will of Allah that I was not here tomorrow. Okay,
yeah.
They try to have Allah's will as an excuse for them. You know, this is the problem of some of the Muslims. But I want to tell you one thing. This rule is very important. It is a very basic rule in the belief in Allah. So if we play with these rules, this means that those people, they don't understand the will of Allah and they are doing something which is wrong, you know, with Allah. Okay, they are exceeding the limits with Allah.
Mm-hmm. For example, the parents will tell their kids, they want something, they'll tell them, inshallah. So the kids will say, is it inshallah yes or inshallah no?
Yeah, that's
so exactly,
wrong.
Yeah, because, you know, they misuse the word, like, they don't want to say no, they blame it, oh, inshallah, if things
are. Allah. But I want to tell you one thing. You know, this is a sign of the very weak belief in Allah. Why? Because I can play with any words, mm-hmm. but I am not supposed to play with the words of the Holy Quran. Right. Because these are the words of Allah. I am not supposed to use the words of Allah to play with it with the, in the worldly life. You know, this is actually a cause of the, you know, punishment of Allah. Those people whom they misuse, you know, if Allah wills, okay, or inshallah, this means that they don't know who is Allah. Because Allah can destroy them in 1 second. So don't play with something related to Allah. I always mention this in my Arabic classes, you know. I can give classes about design. I can give classes about hair dressing. I can give classes about anything. But to give classes related to the Holy Quran, okay, you are now, you know, coming in contact with Allah. Either you know it and you do it in the proper way or be away. Mm-hmm. This is not the field to try or to learn or to make a mistake. This is Allah. Okay, this is the highest priority. This is something we are not supposed to come to it except when I am sure 100% that I am not harming myself. I am not a sinner. Okay, so you know, when I know that, inshallah, actually, you know, as Muslims, we must believe that, you know, this is part of the belief. How come I will use part of my belief to cheat the people? This is the proof that I am a believer or not. In reality, when you tell me, Sister Mona, you will give classes next week, next 2014, I tell you, no, let's say if Allah wills. Liz, you did a very big mistake. You didn't say, if Allah wills, I will be very serious. Why? Because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, once he forgot to say, if Allah wills. And then Allah stopped, Jibreel from coming to him to give him the Quran for 15 days as a punishment for him. Okay, yes, because you must say, this is the cause of, you know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, of this verse of the Quran. Why this verse of the Quran was revealed? Because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, once he forgot to say, if Allah wills, so Allah said to him, and never say of anything, indeed I will do that tomorrow. This message was for Prophet Muhammad himself. Except if Allah wills. Okay, because you must believe that nothing can happen in this life except by the will of Allah. I don't have a will except by the will of Allah. This is part, basic part of the belief in Allah's destiny. Okay, so regarding the meaning, this is an order from Allah not to prejudge the future or its events because the matter is up to Allah's will, the only power in life. It is impossible for man to know what may happen in the future as it is controlled by Allah, which we don't have any knowledge about. Okay, I don't know what will happen tomorrow. You know, I cannot tell you, tomorrow I am going to Austin, for example. And I didn't say, if Allah wills, okay, tomorrow will be severe thunderstorm. Show us that you can reach Austin. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay? You are not controlling the events in life. So you cannot say, I can do tomorrow. You cannot do anything except by the will of Allah. Now I will give you a story, okay, to clarify to you that, you know, basically, you know, and I want to tell you one thing. When you believe in Allah's destiny, you will get a lot of benefit as a human being. Your spirit will be having more comfort and more peace inside you. Why? Because I am not sure of anything. I am not sure of anything. Maybe anything may happen. I will have all my possibilities or open. Maybe. You can tell me, maybe tomorrow you will be alive. I tell you, maybe. Tomorrow, maybe I am dead. Maybe I am still married. Maybe not. Maybe I have kids. Maybe not. I don't know anything about tomorrow. You tell me, how come you don't know? I tell you, yes. You tell me why? I tell you, because life is controlled by Allah's will. I have one of my daughters, she's working in a firm. Okay? And the owner of the firm is very rich man, extremely rich. And, you know, he is collecting the money, you know. He divorced his wife, he doesn't have kids. And he is all the time saying he was 60 years old when she joined the firm, maybe in April, okay? And when I will be 82 years old, okay, I will do so and so. When I will be 81 years old, I will do so and so. He has maybe $30 million, okay, or more. Yes, he is extremely rich. Allah knows that one day she was hired in April. 1st of July, she went to the work and everyone was crying. What happened? John died. After 3 months from all what he said. He was in Hawaii. He was in the, I think, maybe diving or anything. He had heart attack. Like this. In a second, he died. And the firm was closed.
Really?
Yes, because his brothers, he has 4 brothers. They came from Louisiana. They don't know anything about the firm, what they can do. They decided to close it so that they would sell it. Okay? And nobody was expecting this at all. I think his name is Jerry, not John. He was all the time in the gym. He was all the time on the diet. He was all the time on follow-up for his health.
You never know.
You see? So don't say, for tomorrow, I will do so and so. You don't know what will happen in tomorrow. So now I will give you, you know, when you believe in this, you will accept everything. If you say that I am planning to go to visit my brother next Monday, for example, okay? And you didn't say, if Allah wills, then the weather, you know, became very bad and you didn't go to visit your brother. Okay, this is Allah's will. Allah will not make you to meet your brother at all. Maybe he will leave to another place and you will leave to another place. And when you think it over, you say to yourself, there was one opportunity. I was about to meet my brother. But on that day, the weather didn't give me that opportunity. Okay? So all the time be open for all the possibilities. When you are open for all the possibilities, life will be very easy for you. Because you accept anything from Allah. So now let us have an exit, the belief that we cannot say anything about tomorrow. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If we have 2 men from Houston, 2 men living in Houston, applying for a job in Austin, okay? They studied for the interview, they prepared for the interview, and they were looking forward for it. Unfortunately, when they reached the airport, they were informed about a delay of 6 hours. Okay? Yes. As the weather is not good for flying in Austin. Okay? After they reached the airport, for example, at 6 o'clock in the morning, they were under the impression that they will be in Austin, for example, by 9 o'clock, and the interview at 10 o'clock. Okay? Or at 11 o'clock. But they come to know that, you know, there is a delay of 6 hours. So this means that they will miss the interview, both of them. Okay? And I want to tell you one thing, sister. These events are happening in life. Sometimes when you listen to these stories, you say, no, 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 it is not happening. No, it is happening, you know? So suppose both of them, they knew that they missed the interview. Okay? So the one who believes that everything is up to Allah's will, he will be thankful to Allah that he didn't go to that interview. If you believe in reality, you see how the belief in Allah's will is very beneficial in our life. When I believe that Allah prevented me from that interview, this means that, you know, that interview was not good for me in my life. Maybe they will accept me and I have to move to Austin. And Austin is not the best place for me. Maybe if I missed that interview, I will have another interview in Houston and I will be still staying in Houston. So missing the interview was the best for me. So all praise to Allah I am reassured that this is the best for me. I will return home and I will do dua to Allah. Oh Allah, replace for me that interview with another interview, inshallah. It will be good for me and I will continue my life normally. But what most of the human beings do when this happens to them? Do you know?
I want you to...
Really, they get
it. They get it.
Yeah.
Of course.
They're sad.
They are sad. Just sad. No, I will tell you what they will do. Okay? If one of them is, you know, he missed the interview and his belief in Allah's decree is not clear, he will return home so angry, saying to his wife, it is always that Allah wants me to miss the good opportunity. Why the thunderstorm has to be severe today at the time of the interview? Why I can't have the interview? Why it is always me? Why others can get the job? Why all my dreams will never become real? Why I am always not happy in my life? I don't want to pray anymore. Yes, so long Allah is against me. You see all of this? Subhanallah, 99% of the people. Correct or not? Yes. Okay, I prepared myself in the best shape. I was ready. This is from Allah. He is against me. I was in need of the job. Why he is always, you know, preventing me from having my dreams a reality? I don't know what is going on. I don't like. Maybe he will forget about Allah, as she's saying, if he is living in America. Okay, in America. Okay, so I will not try to look for a job anymore. I am sure that Allah will always be against me. Okay, total despair of Allah's mercy, full, Bismillah ar-Rahman, rejection of Allah's decree. Okay, that person, both of them, they were in a test. This is the test of the worldly life. You accept my decree or not? You believe that I am the most merciful or not? You believe that I am controlling everything or not? You believe that I am the only provider or not? If I believe that Allah is the provider, if that door is closed, He will open for me another door. And I am sure that the other door will be better than the first door. So long, one condition, I am a believer in Allah's decree. Okay, so why most of the people are not happy? They are not satisfied, they are sad, they are angry, they are depressed, because they don't believe in Allah's decree. You know? This is a real
story. Huh?
This is a real story.
Okay. Rahman al-Rahim. So all be ready for any possibility, as it is our will that controls and it is not your will. Be content, reassured, and having internal peace that all matters from Allah are good for the believer. Don't be lazy. Don't despair of Allah's mercy. Don't be disinterested. On the contrary, have more strength, confidence, and reassurance that you rely on Allah's will and mercy, and you are sure that everything is for your good. Again, never forget, if Allah so wills. And always say it at the beginning of every statement related to the future. Okay, before saying any statement related to the future, just say, if Allah so wills. Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will tell you a personal advice. I always tell to myself that I know your limitations regarding knowledge, power, and wisdom. Myself, you are very emotional, short-sighted, and having little knowledge and experience in life. So it is the great mercy of Allah that He is the one taking the decision in our lives. You know, sisters, we must evaluate it in a different way. Not to be angry with Allah, to be thankful and grateful to Allah that He is the one taking the decisions. Because what experience we have, what knowledge we have, what wisdom we have, we don't have anything. We don't know anything. Allah knows everything. So let Allah decide for us. Allah the most merciful. Okay? And let us be grateful to Allah that He is taking the decisions for us. And let us be all the time accepting Allah's decree, believing that this is the best. If I don't understand, if I don't
feel that this is the, what I was looking for, just say to yourself, you don't know, Allah knows. So long you are obeying Him, so long you are true believer in His oneness, be sure that this is the best for you. Accept all the decree of Allah, and when you plan for something regarding tomorrow, just say, if Allah wills, and inshallah, it will be for your good. Now inshallah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we will learn a very important story, which is called the Bi'alik. Okay, the bane of life is pure salt. Okay, the old master instructed the unhappy young man to put a handful of dust in a glass of water and then to drink it. How does it taste? The master asked, or the professor asked. Awful. The master then asked the young man to take another handful of dust, of salt, and to put it in the lake. The two walked in silence to the nearby lake, and when the young man threw that handful of salt into the lake, the old man said, now drink the lake, from the water of the lake. So the professor asked, how does it taste? Good, the young man answered. So the professor asked him again, do you taste the salt? So the young man said, no. The professor sat beside this troubled young man, and he took his hand and said to him, the bane of life is pure salt, no more or less. The amount of bane in life remains the same, exactly the same. But the amount we taste the bane depends on the container we put it into. If you put your pain in a small glass, okay, if you put your salt or your pain in a small glass, it will be very tasty. Small amount of water, okay? So, but if you dissolve it in the lake, okay, you will not taste the salt. You will not taste the pain. Be a lake. Try to dissolve your handful of pain in the great mercy of Allah, which is the water of the lake. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that, sisters, when we dilute our problems, that is to say the salt, okay, in the mercy of Allah, when you try to think that Allah is giving me a lot of blessings, let me dissolve that salt, the handful of salt, in the lake, which is the mercy of Allah, which is the blessings of Allah. I have many blessings, and I have a problem. Okay, so if I dissolve the problem in those all these blessings, I will not feel it. But if I have the pain of the problem, and I just focus on it in the very small amount of water in the glass of water, okay, it will be very salty for me. So all the time, whenever you are in a problem, okay, try to count the blessings of Allah. How many blessings I have today, okay? And I can compare it with only one problem. So don't focus on the pain. Don't focus on the salt. Try to dissolve the salt in the water of the lake, which is the blessings of Allah and the mercy of Allah. At that point, you will never feel the pain, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انا صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah... Our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.